Hi, everybody. Jake and Gino here. And today we are unpacking the real reason that you are not doing multifamily deals. We're getting a little arrogant, but the G-Father has the answer. Gino, how you doing?
Jake, it has nothing to do with arrogance. It has to do with a little bit of wisdom. And wisdom comes with a lot of learning mistakes. Now, what to me is the real reason why you're not doing deals? For me, it was me. I was holding myself back. I'm going to harken back to a quote that I love from Mark Twain. It ain't what you don't know that's going to get you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, a lot of our Jake and Gino students have hundreds of students. I've coached thousands of hours over the last 5 and 6 years. We have over 15,000 units closed by the Jake and Gino community. It comes down to education times action equals results. When I first started buying real estate with Jake, we had no idea about syndication. We didn't know about creative financing. Those are the things that are holding us back. I thought I had to be on the ship all by myself buying multifamily, when in reality, that's not what it is. So me knowing something that wasn't true was actually holding me back. And my saving grace was that I partnered with Jake. I actually started a podcast and I started learning about all these strategies. And to date, between Jake, myself, and our coach, Bill Hamm, we've done over $20 million of real estate in multifamily. In fact, Bill Hamm did his first 400 units.
Say it again, $20 million owner financing.
Owner financing, excuse me. Yes. I got excited because Bill Hamm from Creative Cash, his
just
first
owner finance deals.
Just owner finance. Yeah. His first 400 units, he never stepped into a bank. So can you tell me what was holding him back? He didn't know in the beginning. As soon as he learned these other techniques, whether it's syndication, whether it's partnering, whether it's joining a community like Jake and Gino, holy crap, game on. I've changed my paradigm. That's why I created the Jake and Gino community, because I know multifamily is a team sport. Now, did I change my life radically over the last 5 to 6 years? No, I made a couple of improvements in my life, and that's what Jake and Gino is about, making those little improvements in your life that will teach you how to get into real estate, how to get into multifamily, and most importantly, how to become an entrepreneur. And Jake, I just want to add one more thing. What's holding a lot of people back and what held me back years ago was the word fear. Now, can you feel that, Jake? It just, when you say that word,
my eyes just got bigger and I got, oh no.
Everything just stops. Fear paralyzes us. If we don't turn that fear into anger, which is what I did long time ago, I got angry at my situation. I went into personal development. The other thing that I did was I got educated. Education times action equals results. I got clarity. All of a sudden, I knew what I wanted. I went out and I sought a mentor. I learned how to get into multifamily. I'd made mistakes prior, partnering with other individuals, doing other deals that I had no idea what I was doing. But once I got clarity, man, game on. That motivation was always there, but it was befuddled, because we are our own worst enemies. When we're afraid of something, we don't know what to do. I'll give you a quick example. I walk into a shoe store. I see 300 pairs of shoes. I suddenly get afraid. What am I? Show me two pairs. I'll be happy. That's the fear. All of a sudden, you can't make a decision when you're afraid or you're unclear. That's what education and joining a community does. It gives you clarity. And then all of a sudden, game on. You know where to go. You want that blueprint. How do I do this? It's all about the buy right, the manage right, the finance right. We're adding a flip right onto the academy. You have a blueprint. You know where to start. If you don't know where to start and you're just going around watching a video here and a video there, that's not clarity. That's just more confusing to you.
Here's the deal. You need to commit. Mm-hmm. It took us 2 years to get our first deal. If you believe multifamily is going to be your vehicle to create wealth, you have to commit and stay in that lane. So many people are there for a minute and then tomorrow they're in Bitcoin. And then next week they see the next shiny object and they say they're going to flip a house. We had Michael Gerber on the podcast last week and he really hit us in the gut. And he said, you guys have an enterprise here where you're scaling this multifamily business. You need to just do more of that. You stop getting all cutesy with some of this other stuff. Stay in your lane, focus on your main business. If multifamily is going to be your wealth creator, I don't care how long it takes you till you get that first deal, because ultimately what's going on, it's a belief system up here. You don't see yourself yet as a multifamily entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. When you see yourself as a multifamily entrepreneur, you start acting like a multifamily entrepreneur. What's a multifamily entrepreneur do? They go and hunt deals day in and day out until they get the next kill. That's what you need to be doing. Here's the deal. Whatever your mind is believing right now, I can do a five unit. I think the bulk of us out there believe we can do a 5 unit. If that's where you're at, do it. We had a guy in the podcast yesterday. He started with a 50 unit, then he went to a 200 unit, and then he was buying 400 units in Dallas. Whatever you can believe, get started, because what soon after you do that 5 unit, you're going to realize, wow, 5 unit is no different than 10. And 100 units is probably easier because I can bring more of a team around me to help manage the asset. So it's all about your belief system and where you're at right now. The next component to it is why you're not doing more deals. The first one's going to be, why am I not in multifamily? And that's going to be a belief system. You got to get that monkey off your back, get that first 5 unit, get that first 10 unit, wherever your head's at, get in the game. And then you're going to realize you can get to the second level. The next component of this is very important though, because you need to systematize your deal flow. Okay. You need to systematize your deal flow, create a duplicatable model where you're going to be getting deals from, whether that's a broker network, whether it's a direct to seller model, whatever you are doing, you need to systematize the lead flow to then stack more assets. Because once you commit, you're staying in your lane. You're not going and worrying about this kind of asset and doing retail and this, you know, commercial storage unit over here. You're going to do multifamily, and you're going to continue to duplicate and grow the process and become a better operator. Because if you're a better operator, you're going to be able to get more rents, and you're going to have a better machine that you're operating. So that's really what this comes down to: your belief system, where you're at right now. Start somewhere. I just urge someone, take action, get off the sidelines, and get into some size of a deal. It doesn't have to be 100 units right out of the gates, but this can be the vehicle if you commit to it. It's up to your decision making, because I say this all the time. Someone's going to do the deals. The question is it going to be you at the end of the day? Someone's going to do the deals. Someone's going to grow wealth for their family. Did you take action and get off the sidelines, and did you become that person? Did you become that multifamily entrepreneur?
Let me state it by saying 4 simple words. Think big, start small. That's what it comes down to.
And stay in your lane, baby.
It's all about proof of concept. And I'm going to hit on one topic that Jake mentioned. How do you identify as a multifamily investor? We have an event, the Real Estate Conference of the Year, coming October 23rd and 24th. Do you want to be surrounded by 600 multifamily entrepreneurs? Do you want to be at the event of the year?
Good point.
Do you want to be coming to the financial vacation for smart people? That's what it really comes down to. If you want to identify with those people, then you need to be at those kinds of events. I'll give you other examples. Join Facebook groups, join other communities out there. That's how you start identifying. Don't be like me, who was the pizza guy in the back of the restaurant and I was all by myself. I didn't understand what identifying as an investor was. It took me years, and finally Jake pulled me out. And that's the reason why I created the Jake and Gino community along with Jake. And I started writing our best-selling books here. I ultimately turned the light switch on. I said, I want to identify as an investor. I want to become a better investor. I want to surround myself with like-minded people, people who are smarter than me. And what better way? We created MM1 back in 2017. We started small. We only had 175 people at that event. At that time, it was a massive achievement for me. And it still really is, because that started the ball. And it's the same thing as your multifamily journey. You may only start with a 4-unit. That's an amazing accomplishment. Most people don't ever achieve that. The biggest investment that most people will ever have in their life is a single family home. Congratulations, you've done a 4-unit. The ball doesn't stop there. You've learned. You've gotten hungry. You're clear. You're starting to identify. 175 people at MM1, 400 people at MM2, over 500 people at MM3. We're going to get over 600 people at MM4. We're probably going to have to close the doors. So you guys better buy those tickets, because they're going fast. Because you know why? People are hungry for this knowledge. They want to be surrounded by like-minded people. They want to be in a room where they can network and learn and grow. So if you want to identify, and that's one of the most important pieces, go out and find a kick-ass partner like Jake, number one. Number two, join a community. And number three, continue to network and go to these events. That will lift your game.
I don't want to go too long on this, but I got to peel this onion back a little bit more, because you hit on something so profound, but I want to take a deep dive into it right now. Because if you go to Multifamily Mastery 4, you go to another event, I don't care. You start to get around like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And I want you to tell the story a little bit about your mom and the second and third deals that we've done. Because the important thing here is that Gino's mom was not on board with investing. And you're like, oh, Gino's mom. No, this is your inner circle. These are your family members. And if you don't have support in your inner circle right now, this is the place to go to get around like-minded people that believe in multifamily as a vehicle. And you get around like-minded people, you start to, you know, discuss deals that they're doing, and things start to open up for you. So, Gino, I want to steal your thunder, but you can touch on that, because when you're around people and you're around people that may be negative to what you know is right, it's holding you back. So please just touch on that before we sign off today.
Yeah. So picture this. I'm at the restaurant in my parking lot, 2013, sitting down on the bench, talking to my mom about my future plans, saying that I just don't like my current job. I don't like working at the restaurant. There's no future here. There's no scalability. I'm working 6 days a week. I'm working the holidays. I'm working on the weekends. I don't like what I'm doing. And she's like, well, you're lucky. We're a small business. Your friends. I'm like, mom, it has nothing to do with luck. I don't enjoy what I'm doing. I'm going to start investing in real estate. And she says, Gino, you've got 6 mouths to feed. That's really risky. Now, she's coming from a place of love.
Care. I mean, yeah.
There's anybody out there have that? Yeah. And I look back and I'm like, she was just trying to protect me. She didn't know what she didn't want to know. Remember, hark back to that Mark Twain that I was just talking about. And I'm getting a little emotional here. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying, mom, I'm going to do this. And that's when I picked up the phone. Jake and I were talking. We closed on our first deal. And I'm out there thinking, I can't wait till I have hundreds of units and I can finally say to her, you know what, mom, I'm done with the restaurant. And I didn't tell her about any of the deals that I did with Jake until we had 200 units. Can you imagine?
And your mom's your business partner. I mean, your mom and you have a very close relationship. This is not like,
Yeah, I was actually seeing her 5 days a week. We worked at the restaurant full time. And when I went to her and I said, mom, the next 6 months, I'm going to be leaving the restaurant. And she looked at me, I was flabbergasted. And she said, how? I said, remember the real estate? I said, I continued on and I've got 200 units. And to her, 200 apartments was like mind blowing. But to me, it was that progression, that learning, that taking action, that education, finding out how to do it, finding a partner, and working on and being clear. I was afraid, like a lot of you on this call. I had fear every day, but I also had anger and a burning desire, and I had clarity, and I had mentors, and I had coaches.
And you had a strong why too.
That's right. And I had partners, and I fleshed that all out. And within 3 years of our first deal, it took me a little while. I got 6 kids and I lived in New York at the time. I left the restaurant, and my mom still to this day doesn't know what I do, which is really funny. She was at MM3 looking around and seeing me signing books and all that. And it's okay. But she didn't want to stop me. Now she's so proud of me, this and that. And that's just to say, find a support group. I mean, that's what you really
need. That's the point. Yes. That's the point, man. And I feel your emotion right now. And it's just, it's inspiring, man. And I just,
Dude, if it wasn't for our partner, Mike, if it wasn't for the Jake and Gino community pulling me through, learning, I wouldn't be here right now. And that's the reality. I wouldn't be living my sole purpose. My challenge to everybody out there, find out what your sole purpose is. It may not even be buying multifamily real estate, but that vehicle of multifamily will get you to where you want to go. Jake and I don't love the real estate space. We don't love what buying these apartments, but we love what it allows us to do. We've been able to really build multiple businesses from real estate and all the advantages that it offers: tax benefits, principal pay down, cash flow. I mean, a scalable business. That's what multifamily allows
freedom,
us to do.
It's freedom and lifestyle by design. It's very simple. Like, it's not, you know, and I don't want to get too long, but like, I used to think I wanted to be, you know, a personal trainer, own gyms and things because I like working out. No, I tried that and I was miserable. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now I have a gym within my home and I go work out when I want to on my own terms. That's the mentality. And that's what multifamily allows us to do.
So Jake, I want everyone to take a challenge, take the next step. Come to MM4, October 23rd and 24th at the Gaylord Palms. It is the financial vacation for smart people. You're going to have a great time. Go to Disney before, go after. Come and shake Jake in my hand. We'd love to meet you because for us, it's all about the community and about really growing multifamily and offering that opportunity to everybody out there who's willing to take it.
Man, Gino, I appreciate the story. Thank you so much for your time today. And thanks, we'll see everybody next time. Thanks.